Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Joining us right now, the Amherst, town of Amherst, Republican man. He is the head of the Amherst Republican Committee. He was the head of the Erie County Republican Party, and before that, an Erie County legislator. I remember those days well. It is Bob Davis. Say, Bob, thanks a million for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, Tom, nice to hear from you again. I never was an Erie County legislator.
I was just going to correct myself. You were a candidate for Erie County legislator. Yeah. You lost by like 50 votes back in the late 1970s. I remember that.
You and your family lived in the district at the time. I remember that well.
Most certainly did.
That a long time ago.
Well, I should also say we happen to share an affinity for the same local performers at a certain local establishment, I might add. Bob,
yes,
your response to what happened today.
Well, Tom, I was shocked. Elise was, she was out there. She's been to Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York numerous times. I mean, this campaign was full throttle ahead, and, she raised over $15 million, I believe, to date. So needless to say, it came as a huge surprise to me.
What happens to that money?
I'm not sure. I mean, she's got her own campaign committee. I believe she also has a political action committee that I know she was raising money to help local candidates for local office across the state. I'm not sure what happens with that money.
Now, I read the statement that Elise Stefanik put out, and I don't know if you heard Carl Calabrese or did not hear Carl Calabrese, but I got to tell you, Bob, the statement about, I have suddenly discovered I want to be a mom. I've spent years in politics, and I've put a lot of time into this governor's race, but you know what? I just had this revelation. I want to be a mom. Do you also believe that that is absolute BS, and it's like using your little boy as a shield?
Yeah, there's something that happened, Tom. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I believe it may have been the announcement a week or so ago from Bruce Blakeman, the Nassau County executive, that he was going to primary her. And a Republican primary, is going to take a lot of time, a lot of additional effort, a lot of additional dollars. And I got to believe that had something to do with her announcement. I just don't think she wanted to endure a primary. That's my belief, but I don't know that for a fact.
But what doesn't make sense about that, in her own statement, she says, we've had overwhelming support from Republicans, independents, conservatives, and even Democrats. Well, if you have overwhelming support, why are you sweating out a primary?
I think it's just, the amount of time a primary would have taken, the amount of additional money a primary would have taken. I mean, Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you and the members of the media, I just found out about this shortly after 4 o'clock. So, but I got to believe, you know, facing a primary was definitely a factor in her decision. That's my belief.
This is Bowerly, and we're joined by Bob Davis, who is head of the Amherst Republican Committee, former head of the Erie County Republican Party, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Breaking news, Elise Stefanik has pulled out of the New York governor's race. She was all gung-ho, man. Yes, yesterday she was putting posts up on social media about Kathy Hochul. Then today she says, I just want to be a mom. Please, I just want to be a mom. I need to be there for my son. And it just strikes me as absolute baloney, frankly. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So Bruce Blakeman, the Nassau County executive, so if the real reason is that Stefanik didn't want to face Blakeman in a primary, and so many of the Republican leaders in New York State have given their support, or had given their support, to Elise Stefanik, is Bruce Blakeman coming into this with a strike against him from the Republican Party itself now?
No, I mean, I think the Republican Party will reunite behind Bruce. But, you know, you got to remember, Tom, that, six, seven, 8 months ago, you had Congressman Mike Lawler that was interested in this run for governor as well. You know, Mike is well known. Whether he gets back in the race now is something that remains to be seen. Obviously, you know, we're talking an hour ago that this news broke. So it'll be interesting to see what the Republican Party is going to do, what the state leadership is going to do, and I think that'll unfold over the next couple of days.
Is just based on what, and again, this news is only an hour and 17 minutes old as of right now, as you're listening
you
in your car. So basically, you know, things have happened pretty quickly this afternoon, and you've heard everything unfold here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Elise Stefanik is not running for governor. In text messages you've gotten or emails you may have received or conversations you may have had without violating the sanctity of private conversations or communications, are there other names that are coming up that we need to get so-and-so to run?
No, I haven't heard that, Tom. Now, obviously, like you said, it's only been an hour, less than an hour and a half, but I'm sure that's going to happen. When you talk about the phone and the text and the emails, man, my phone's been going nuts the last 35 minutes. But, you know, there's no name servicing yet. I mean, obviously, Bruce Blakeman has formally announced, so he'll be in the mix. Does Mike Lawler get back in the mix? That remains to be seen. Are there others? We just don't know. I mean, it's just too soon. I mean, you know, the party had united behind Elise. I mean, the Republican Party is going to challenge Kathy Hochul because Kathy Hochul is a terrible governor. She doesn't represent the interests of upstate New York. And, I mean, take a look at her issue. I mean, we're the highest tax state in the nation. And again, take a look at her policies on electrification. I mean, we're not going to be able to have natural gas hookups in our homes. That's Kathy Hochul.
Oh, but that's been put on hold. That's been put on hold conveniently before the election, and you and I both know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know that, Tom. Yeah, it's put on hold. It hasn't gone away.
Correct.
It hasn't gone away. I mean, Kathy Hochul has done a terrible job. I mean, you know, her numbers, you look at the recent Siena poll, I mean, her favorable and unfavorable numbers for a sitting incumbent governor are awful.
However, in New York State, you see what New York City just did. You see what the city of Buffalo, the state's second largest city, did with Sean Ryan. And you know where the population centers are, and you know how those population centers, which represent votes, always vote. So Kathy Hochul may be not a very good governor, but she does have a very important job requirement checked off in that box. She's got D after her name.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, there's over 3.5 million more Democrats in New York State than Republicans. But, you know, when you look at the entirety of New York State, I mean, outside of the five boroughs of New York and, you know, some like Erie County, Monroe County, you know, the counties with the big cities that are blue, the rest of the state's red. But, you know, that is a big number to overcome, Tom. You know, I'm not going to, you know, kid you with respect to that. 3.5 million more Democrats than Republicans, just like I have here in Amherst.
Right.
And, you know, in Amherst, there's 14-15% more Democrats than Republicans. It's tough for a Republican to win in Amherst. And, you know, our candidate for supervisor last year, Dan Gagliardo, he flipped 14% of the vote versus what Trump got in 2024 in Amherst. So if you got a good candidate and you talk about the issues that are relevant, you know, not like the Democrats. All the Democrats talk about is we hate Trump. We hate Trump. Well, what are you doing to make this country better? What are you doing to make this community better? The Democrats have no message. The Democrats have no leadership. And I think that presents an opportunity for Republicans, despite enrollment disadvantages, to succeed with the right candidates running. And now the challenge for the Republican Party in New York State is to find the right candidate.
Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, in a post on X, Elise Stefanik said she is not going to run for governor of New York State, and she cited being a mom as the reason, which I think is just pure unadulterated horse hockey, frankly, because that's the kind of thing you think about before you put so much energy into a career now, isn't it? Our number is 803-0930. Bob Davis is with us. He is the Amherst Republican chairman on News Radio 930 WBEN. And Bob, I'm just trying to figure out the real reason for all of this. And I want to get back to the Siena poll, which came out earlier this week. Basically, the previous poll had said in a head-to-head election, Kathy Hochul beats Stefanik by 20 points. This time, it's 19 points. But it's also December of 2025. In politics, is it normal, especially considering you don't know which polls are fake news and which aren't, is it normal for a politician to say at this point in the game, well, those polls don't look very good? Don't you kind of wait for shoes to drop and for campaign ads to hit before you start thinking, my goodness, I'm going to lose? In other words, do you think it was the polls? Because I'm not convinced.
No, I'm not, Tom. I mean, no way should a poll chase you out of a race 11 months before an election. I mean, especially when you're running against an incumbent, in this case, Kathy Hochul. I mean, she's known statewide. Elise Stefanik represents a congressional district upstate. She obviously is not as well known in other parts of the state outside of her congressional district. There's no way a poll in December before Christmas is chasing you out of a race. The race is just starting.
Okay. Now, Carl Calabrese brought this up. I want to get back to the whole money issue. Now, you said she'd raised $15 million. Kathy Hochul, I think, has, what, $17 million, $19 million, somewhere in that? I mean, raising $15 million is not bad for a Republican candidate in New York State. What are your thoughts in general about the financial situation? Would that have been a determinative factor, or do you really believe that it was the primary announcement or the primary challenge possibility from Bruce Blakeman?
The real reason, all of the reasons are, you know, I think things we're all going to learn in the upcoming days and weeks. But, you know, I do believe that, you know, a primary challenge is definitely a factor in her decision. I mean, I haven't talked to Elise Stefanik, so I don't know. But, yeah, that's got to be a factor. Primaries are tough. I mean, primaries can be divisive. And in New York State, one of the last things the Republicans can afford going into an election against a Democrat incumbent governor in a state with 3.5 million more Democrats, Republicans can't be divided. So the challenge for the leadership of the Republican Party is going to be uniting behind a candidate. And I think you'll see that happen, Tom. Because Kathy Hochul should be defeated. Kathy Hochul should be fired for the job she's done representing this state.
Oh, I agree with you. But unfortunately, New York City, City of Buffalo, the urban areas, I mean, if square miles of real estate could vote, things would be different. But people get the franchise, and the people are located in these Democrat strongholds. And as optimistic as people want to be year in and year out, every time the governor's job becomes available or up for public opinion, we see what happens. Typically, a lot of Republicans who are Republican-minded people don't even bother voting, and the Democrats mount an amazing ground game, probably with dead people too, I don't know, and the Republicans just don't seem to be able to get fannies in the voting booths.
That's an issue. I mean, yep, getting Republican turnout has always been an issue. When you're down that many in enrollment, you got to get the maximum number of Republicans out to vote to be competitive. The Republicans do have to do a better job at that. But the one thing in this state, Tom, that has to happen in the next 11 months is the Republican Party has to be united behind a candidate for governor, and I will tell you right now, the Republican Party will be. There's too much at stake for this state, for this state's taxpayers. The Republicans have got to put a candidate up that can win and will win, and I believe that they will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stay with us. Bob Davis is the Amherst Republican chairman, formerly the Erie County Republican chairman, and also somebody personally known to me. I even knew Bob when I was working for his opponent way back in the 1970s, a guy by the name of Len Lenihan. That wasn't a paying job. I was a volunteer as a high school student. But it was a very interesting race, and Bob only lost it by like 52 votes or something. But anyway, we've known each other for a long time would be the central theme of that. And then I made a conversion, and the rest, as they say, is history. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're just joining us, breaking news, Elise Stefanik has announced she is not going to run for governor of New York State. Elise Stefanik is out. And let me read her statement. I'll spare you my editorial comments. I'll simply say in advance, I think the part about her being a mom, she is a mom, but that's the reason. I think that's horse hockey 1,000%, and it's embarrassing because it's so transparently not true, because nobody does what she's already done unless you've already thought about the whole mom thing. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense at all. It just strikes me as disingenuous and inauthentic, frankly, and maybe it's good that she isn't running. But anyway, while spending precious time with my family this Christmas season, I've made the decision to suspend my campaign for governor and will not seek re-election to Congress. I did not come to this decision lightly for our family. I am truly humbled and grateful for the historic and overwhelming support from Republicans, conservatives, independents, and Democrats all across the state for our campaign to save New York. However, as we've seen in past elections, while we would have won overwhelmingly this primary, it is not an effective use of our time or your generous resources to spend the first half of next year in an unnecessary and protracted Republican primary, especially in a challenging state like New York. And while many know me as a congresswoman, my most important title is mom. I believe that being a parent is life's greatest gift and greatest responsibility. I've thought deeply about this, and I know that as a mother, I will feel a profound regret if I don't further focus on my young son's safety, growth, and happiness, particularly at his tender age. I am incredibly grateful to the people of New York's 21st District for entrusting me to represent you in the United States Congress. Thank you to my dedicated staff over the past decade. I am proud of the significant results that we successfully delivered for the hardworking families in our district and across America. It has been a tremendous professional honor to serve as your congresswoman over the past 11 years. Thank you for your support and encouragement as my family and I look forward to the next meaningful personal and professional chapter. God bless and Merry Christmas. Elise Stefanik, folks, is not running for governor. She has pulled out. Why? Why is she doing it? Is it because of a divisive and expensive and energy-consuming Republican primary? Is it because she just couldn't generate enough money to make her comfortable in her campaign? Is it something else? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it really has very little to do with the whole mom thing. That's the kind of thing you kind of sort out before you do everything she did to position herself to run for governor, and that's why I think it's absolute BS, and I've had not anybody disagree with what I'm saying. People in the know, Carl Calabrese, Bob Davis, who's with us right now, the Amherst Republican chairman, formerly the Erie County Republican chairman on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, Bob, not only is this a blow to the political Republican leadership in New York State, but I can't tell you the number of people I've heard, and we had a guy actually calling into Joe Beamer's show earlier this week, who regard the 2026 governor's race as their personal barometer for whether or not New York State is worth staying in or whether they need to get out, because many of them will say, look, if you're a hardworking, law-abiding citizen, New York State really doesn't have much use for you. If you're a criminal or illegal alien, come on in.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom, you just said it. It's not whether people are going to have a need to get out. They're getting out. They're getting out because of the Democrats. The Democrats control the state Senate. They control the state assembly. They control the governor's office. It's one-party rule, and look what it's done. People are fleeing New York. There's only one other state that they're leaving more quickly. That's the state of California, and look who their governor is. I mean, you know, the Republicans, we need, you know, we're losing Republicans. Those are the people leaving New York State and leaving the state of California.
So, you know, you talk about the one-party rule in New York State. And you mentioned earlier the race to try to capture the supervisor's job in Amherst. I think you raise a great point that at some point, people who leave, they hit that final nail in the coffin. They hit the straw that brought the dromedary to its knees, broke the camel's back. And as I said earlier, I do believe that the governor's race in 2026 will influence a lot of people as to whether or not they're going to stay or whether they're going to, if they're on the fence right now because they're not happy with the direction of New York State, 2026, Kathy Hochul winning, I think is going to push people over the edge.
I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But, you know, we got to wake up Republicans, Tom. I mean, he's talking about the Amherst supervisor's race. You know, people weren't happy in Amherst. Taxes went up 11.4% in 1 year. They went up 40.4% during the 8 years that Brian Culpa was the supervisor, and the Democrats had total control of the town board. And yet, 30% of the people in the town of Amherst turned out to vote. Why? What are we doing wrong? Why are the voters sleeping at the switch? Why don't they understand that if we don't have change, we're going to keep getting the same, whether it's in Amherst or whether it's in New York State? New York State and the Republican Party can win this race next November. I am convinced of it. But we have to convince Republicans to get off their ass and get out and vote.
You know, Bob, what I find disconcerting is, I mean, everything you're saying, I absolutely agree with your conclusions and your analyses of the issues. But what do you do in a world where common sense and logic seem to have escaped the minds of enough people who make a difference to basically destroy a state? Because it would seem when you and I were growing up, it was a situation where, okay, criminals need to go to prison. Criminals need to be punished. Now you have Democrats in particular saying, there should not be prison or incarceration for anybody for anything. Prison is wrong. Jail is wrong. We've got people who are in power who do not believe that younger people are really accountable for the most heinous acts committed in the most egregious ways against the most innocent victims. And these people are actually supported by enough voters to keep them in power. Illegals. I'm sorry. When I was growing up, even Democrats thought illegal immigrants should be deported. There is no room for illegals. Now we have one party, the Democrat Party, basically saying not only do we not agree, but we're going to make sure that people come out to interfere with ICE operations. We want illegals here, and we want criminals on the streets. And yet they win. This would have been a political cyanide pill just 15 years ago.
You're right, Tom, but you know, you're touching on so many issues that, you got to scratch your head and ask yourself, why is this happening? I mean, I know the Republicans are on the right side of these issues that are important to families and to the future of this state and this country. But yet, you know, the Democrats continue to win. You know, and again, like we said earlier in this conversation, what do the Democrats stand for? Whether it's at the national level or the state level, we know what they stand for. They're in favor of illegal immigrants. We're a sanctuary state. You know, Kathy Hochul and her Green New Deal for New York wants to take natural gas out of your homes. We're the highest tax state in the nation. Why are people returning these people to office?
I think the only conclusion I can come up with is because they're on the same page. Like I said, it's almost like common sense is missing in New York State because it's unbelievable to me.
There's no common sense. Otherwise, Republicans will win. You know, part of the problem, Tom, is the media. It's tough for a Republican to get their message out when the media reports everything that's going wrong in Washington. And they don't report the stuff that Kathy Hochul's policies have failed, repeatedly failed. Our taxes continue to go up, highest tax state in the nation. There's a reason Kathy Hochul got the award from the State Florida Board of Realtors for Person of the Year, because people left New York to go to Florida.
I believe me, I understand. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It's ineffable to me, Bob. And you brought up the whole tax issue, but let's go back to electrification. You and I think, are both of the opinion that the reason New York State took the foot off the gas, pun intended, on electrification going forward effective January 1st is because of the governor's race coming up in 2026. Once Kathy Hochul wins re-election, suddenly New York State is going to have teeth and fangs again, and they're going to make sure that everybody's electricity rates, not to mention their school taxes because of the electric buses, go sky high. And they're going to keep winning, I think, Bob.
Tom, did Kathy Hochul advocate repeal of the electrification law? No,
nope.
She didn't. She put a pause on it for the very reason you just said. After the election, it'll take effect. And you know what? She's from Western New York. She knows the kind of winters that we have here. And we get a snowstorm that takes out your power for 7-8 days, like it did not that long ago. What are you going to do? How are you going to, you can't even fire up a generator because it's gas powered. People are going to die if that policy becomes effective in New York State.
Oh, I know. I worked the blizzard of 2022, Christmas, many, many hours, and slept overnight on the floor of the radio station, as did many other people at the News Radio 930 WBEN. Believe me, I know. Just joining us, breaking news today, Elise Stefanik has pulled out of the race for governor of New York. She is not going to be a candidate, and she cites the whole mom thing, which I think is absolute nonsense. Nobody's disagreed with me who's in the know. We've talked to Carl Calabrese. We're with Bob Davis now, the chairman of the Amherst Republican Party, and was the Erie County Republican chairman many years ago. Bob, a name that came up when we talked to Carl was Lee Zeldin. And Lee Zeldin ran a very good campaign last time, came within 5 or 6 points of being governor of New York State. Who knows how different the state would have been had that succeeded, or should I say, had Republicans actually gotten off their butts and bothered to vote. Could point that out. But in that Lee Zeldin is in the Trump administration, in that Donald Trump is about as popular in New York State as herpes, would that be another kiss of death for the Republican Party? Do they need to be having somebody in the middle?
I think that would be good. But, you know, you talk about Lee Zeldin. I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you did. I mean, look how close Lee Zeldin came to winning 3 years ago. And four years ago at this time, nobody knew who Lee Zeldin was across the state. And look at how close we came. That was my point earlier. I mean, we got 11 months till Election Day 2026, and the Republicans are going to field a strong candidate, and we're going to run against a weak Democrat, Kathy Hochul, who has to survive her own Democratic primary. Her own lieutenant governor is running against the governor. What does that tell you?
tells me a lot, but Kathy Hochul still has a lot of power. She's got a lot of support among Democrats, and I mean, frankly, she may be the best governor New York City's ever had.
Well, exactly right, and she's from the town of Hamburg. Imagine that. She's not the same Kathy Hochul she was when she was a council member in Hamburg. That's for damn sure.
No, she is a shape-shifting reptilian alien, or a chameleon for those more terrestrially inclined. Bob, I know we have a lot of people listening who are really upset right now because they thought maybe Elise Stefanik would have a chance against Kathy Hochul, and now it just seems like everything just took some major steps backward for Republicans in New York State to have any chance against Kathy Hochul, or for that matter, any Democrat who happens to be running with that precious D after their name. What would you like to tell people listening to this show about how they can and should make a difference moving forward in New York State, or is it just a lost cause?
It's not a lost cause. Lee Zeldin is an example of why it is not. Lee Zeldin was an unknown candidate at this point 4 years ago, and he came within a whisker of defeating the Democrat, Kathy Hochul. The Republican parties are going to unite. The Republican Party is going to unite behind a candidate, and it's going to be a candidate that can win and should win. The taxpayers deserve better in this state. And it's incumbent upon the Republican Party to find the right individual that can defeat her. And, you know, it starts with the governor, but it also starts with the state senate and the state assembly. One-party rule is destroying this state. We need to elect Republicans to the Senate, to the assembly, and we need to elect a Republican governor. And the Republican Party will do that with the right candidate, and I'm positive they will do that.
Hey, Bob, remember when the town of Tonawanda was all Republican and what it is now versus the way it was when we were growing? Remember that? I see some changes in the town.
Yeah, it's all Democrat, too.
I know. And I see a difference in the town, frankly.
Well,
Bob,
you know
thanks
what we
for
gotta do? You know what we got to do, Tom? We got to register more Republicans. The Republicans need to have an aggressive registration drive starting now. And then it's incumbent upon us to get Republicans to go out and vote. Amherst, 30% of the people voted up in a very important race for supervisor last year. Did they support the 11.4% tax increase? I doubt it. But why did people stay home? 70% of the people that were enrolled to vote did not vote in Amherst. Why? People got to wake up. We got to get people registered as Republicans, and then we got to get those Republicans out to vote. And when we do that, we will defeat Kathy Hochul, and we will defeat other Democrats in this county and in this state.
Well, I hope you are correct. Bob, a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm sure I'll see you at a favorite spot, maybe watching Route 33.
There you go. Merry Christmas, Tom. It's good to talk to you again.
Merry Christmas, Bob. Bob Davis joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.